Zimbabwe, and in particular its capital city of Harare, is in dire straits when it comes to water. Precious Mumba is the director of Harare Residents Trust, and he puts it plainly.
Most communities do not access water, and in Harare they are able to only supply 55% of the citizenry, covering Harare Metro Province and Norton.
And Kudzinai Gwande, team leader for Harare-based NGO Environment Africa, agrees, but says that it is an issue throughout the country.
At the moment, in terms of water infrastructure in the country, is actually very bad. And we even move in most of the urban areas, actually see that there are lots of wastewater pipes, and the local authorities are not able to service those.
The government has come up with a solution, prepaid water meters. That way, residents would pay only for what they use. Residents currently pay for water that they don't receive, as the money reportedly goes to salaries in the water ministry. Mumba says that this would ultimately hurt those who wouldn't be able to afford water, which is a right, and that the people wouldn't have a voice in policing how it is dispensed within Harare.
This is an attempt by central government to disconnect the elected representatives of the people from the management of water. As soon as water is privatized, it means that elected councillors have very little to say in how this precious commodity is managed at a local authority's level. Unlike the current situation where the council committees have an oversight role over the departments of water.
But Vince Musewe, an independent Harare-based economist, says that prepaid water meters would help the poorest only pay for the water they need.
There's also obviously the issue of public debt, where the debt has been ballooning, particularly the politicians. They haven't been paying their bills, and then the municipality can't cut their water because they're scared. Once you go to a prepaid, you don't get people kind of riding on the system because they're politicians. Everybody pays for what they consume upfront. It therefore makes the service providers much more viable because now they got better cash flows.
Mumba says that this is a ploy by the ruling ZANU-PF government to punish the poor areas who vote for opposition MDCT en masse.
The government of ZANU-PF is trying to take away powers from the citizens in urban local authorities who have consistently voted for the opposition MDC. And we think that the strategy is to disempower the MDC councillors so that they do not have much say in urban social economic development projects, especially the control of this important commodity, water.
The ultimate problem is whether privatizing water will be attractive to investors. Economist Musewe says that the indigenization law of outside investors being forced to give 51% of their shares to a Zimbabwean to operate in the country is not an issue.
It's a good product to actually be invested in because people need it. And it makes sense, therefore, for you to attract investors and say, listen, we're giving you a 10-20-year concession on this or to operate the system, no indigenization. Just come in, we'll look at indigenization downstream. It therefore, kind of weighs the cost benefit is better, you know, given our high country risk. So it certainly to me would be an attractive proposition. But the problem, as you know, is always who ends up with the contract. The competent companies that actually deliver, or is it a patronage system? That is our fundamental problem, in that when these big deals come, because we've got a predator kind of political system, everybody wants to feed off them. And therefore, the end product ends up being very expensive to the poor.
The Water Resources and Infrastructure Investment Summit runs until Friday. Perhaps then there will be good news about Zimbabwe's water problem.